Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen is going to prison for 3 years. He pleaded guilty to tax evasion, lying to Congress, and making campaign finance violations. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum is on our newsline. Thane, prosecutors recommended 4 to 5 years for Michael Cohen. Why do you suppose the judge went a little below that?
Oh, hello, Steve. Well, actually, there were two sets of prosecutors, which made this very interesting. There was the prosecutors that worked on the Mueller investigation, and they're focused entirely on the Russian meddling in the 2016 election. And then there were the prosecutors that accepted the plea dealing with campaign finance violations and tax and bank fraud. And they're the local New York, Southern District of New York federal prosecutors. And so there were two sets of prosecutors. Mueller's group basically, in a letter to the court, said, look, we think he's cooperated on the Russian probe, and we think he should receive leniency. But the other federal prosecutors thought that he deserved no leniency, that he wasn't completely forthcoming, that he tried to cooperate only on his own terms. And so there, I guess in some ways, the judge split the baby. He didn't give him the maximum, and he did take off some of the time because Mueller had recommended leniency.
So as we move forward now, have we heard the end of Michael Cohen, or could he appear before Congress if there's a direct investigation of the president somewhere down the line?
Well, surely, Steve, he can be subpoenaed before Congress if there's impeachment proceedings or any other investigation by Congress. But I also think, you know, the federal prosecutors here in the Southern District of New York are very savvy. They're tough and savvy. And it might be that the reason they took such a hard line in granting no leniency and basically dismissing the value of his cooperation. They basically said, you didn't help us at all, and you weren't forthcoming at all, and you think you gave us help, but you didn't. That kind of tough talk, Steve, might, on tomorrow when Michael Cohen wakes up in prison, it might motivate him to talk more. And within that first year, he can do nothing that stops him from calling his lawyer and saying to the federal prosecutors, you know what? I have more to say. There were things I didn't want to say. I told you I didn't want to speak about, but you know, I don't like it here. And maybe if you'll support me for greater leniency going forward, I'll say anything you need me to say. I'm going to be completely more forthcoming now.
Very interesting. Thank you, Thane. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.